hospice, I cannot fault them. They have just been nothing but a support network for myself, Rowan, and anyone else who I would need to bring into this environment. What they do for me is that I know that I have peace of mind, in that I have their phone number plugged into my speed dial on my home phone and my mobile. So I know that in the case of an emergency, even before I had to call 000, she talked me through what to do, and if needs be, they'll hop in the car and drive to us. They're all qualified nurses, and some of them have been, you know, like palliative care nurses and things like that. And but generally, that they can talk you through a medical situation or anything that might need.
The other thing with the hospice ladies too, they're confident, they're calm,
yes,
and confident, which just sort of tends to calm you down too, you know.
Yeah.
Always notice that, and they're always friendly, in a good mood.
when you become part of this family unit, you get to know them all. They get to know you personally, and knowing that I can't wave a magic wand to keep Rowan here with me as long as I like, it's terrifying, and it makes me scared for myself, because when he leaves us, who's going to look after me? Also, that peace of mind comes in, because Paula is specifically the carer's counsellor for the hospice, and they provide a service ongoing after the dearly departed, which means that I will have access to their support network ongoing, as long as I'm, I'll assume, as long as I need. Yeah. Mm.